One of the great things about KXCI is on Monday nights at 9 o'clock we go live to Studio 2A, and tonight I am very proud to host the Blazing Edisons.
Yesterday got me out of bed. Still hear them drums thumping in my head. Then that bottle started calling me out. Just wanna scream and shout. Cause I got them day after drinking blue. Cause I got them day. So long, I don't know what to do. I can't figure it out. Take a walk in my shoes. No more of a smile, just a frown. Then that bottle started going down, down, down. I got them day after drinking blue. Cause I got them day. Yeah.
How many of you out there have ever been brokenhearted in your life?
I
got a little story about love, I got a story about heartache, and I'm gonna tell you about it now. It goes a little something like this. The overcomeness of greatness is coming. This story comes to me from things that have happened in my past. And now I bring it to you, cause this too shall.
This is the 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. I am Dr. Dan, and this is Locals Only, live in Studio Two-Way with the Blazing Edisons. Woo! Sounding good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So let's introduce the band. Who's here? So maybe someone can take the lead on that.
My name's Anthony.
Uh-huh. My name is Paul.
My name is Robert, and to my left is?
Kathy.
And on the drums is Matt.
So we got a five-piece band here, a lot of sound, a lot of stuff going on, vocals, got harmonica in there. Sounds good. So tell me about how the band got together. How long have you been together?
The core of the band, as we like to call it, Paul, myself, and Kathy, Matt, we actually were in a band called ALB back in the day, back in 03, 04, kind of the ashes of ALB. They are no more. And then we decided to take a different route and get a little away from the crunch punk and get a little more of the rock, blues rock, country fried rock and roll. And hit that at about 2004. Robert joined in right around 05. And then Mr. Nature here, Anthony, he hopped in at the end of December of 06. And we've been just cranking it strong ever since.
So, Mr. Nature, why is that, Mr. Nature Anthony?
It's a nickname I acquired when I was young, and it's just stuck with me ever since. I haven't really shake it off.
Do you like nature? Do you like?
Yeah, it works. It works with who I am. You know, I'm all about being green, and I like nature. And it works. All my friends know he's nature, so just go with the flow. I'm a flowist. You
know? You're a flowist. You have at least one album. Maybe more?
Correct. We actually do have one album. We just put it out in December of 2009 with Loveland Studios. It's called $1 Dynasty.
And it's a great album. It's a lot of fun.
We absolutely love it. We had a blast doing it. It was fantastic.
How did you like working over at Loveland Studios?
We love that as well. Nathan over there, he's very chill, relaxed.
Awesome.
Yeah, he almost lets us do whatever we want. Yeah, it's almost like we're at home.
I think he's actually sleeping most of the time.
Well, it sure sounds good.
That's a joke, Nathan.
Please invite us back for our second album.
Apparently already has.
Yes, we're actually working on our second album. We already have a couple tracks down there. So working on number two.
And do you have any upcoming gigs? If people want to hear you, how can they hear you, and how can they find out more about your music?
How can they find us? Well, just go ahead and Google Blazing Edisons. We are the only ones out there. That was the objective, to make sure that we are like none other. Of course, we have the MySpace, Blazing Edisons, Facebook, blazingedisons.com as well. As far as any upcoming gigs, we just finished a fantastic third annual Halloween bash that we already spoke of. That was a smash hit. We don't have any upcoming gigs because we are going to be heading back into the studio. The money that we've earned from the gigs goes straight back into the pot.
So that's great. You just released something not that long ago, and now you're going back into the studio to record some more.
Piece by piece.
I'd like to see you playing out more, let's say, at some of the local venues like Plush or Club Congress or the Rialto.
So would we.
The Rialto would be fantastic. We just finished the show at Vaudeville on the 16th of last month.
We did the beer festival.
Yeah, Tucson Beer Festival, a couple Saturdays.
There were a few people there.
Yeah, there's a couple thousand people. That was fantastic. We absolutely loved it.
Well, I could definitely see you, on a weeknight in the lounge at Plush, just having a great rocking time. That would be fun. All sorts of places.
Plush Promoters, blazingedisons.com, Plush Promoters.
There's so many other great venues. There's Sky Bar, of course. They're having bands in there right now.
Absolutely. Plush is actually one of the few venues we have not partaken in. We've been to The Rock and Club Congress.
O'Malley's. Club Congress, did we say that already?
Yeah. Plenty of East Side bars as well.
Yeah, we're huge at Kolb and Broadway. So.
Yeah, so we're actually huge in Thailand.
Oh, where is this? Kolb and Broadway? Which venue?
It's at the Ponderosa.
The Ponderosa.
There was Fender Skirts is over there, but now it's
Whiskey Tango.
So hopefully they got a nice big stage in there. So hopefully they'll be open up soon, and we'll be there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're huge in Thailand, actually.
Yeah.
Also, really? Estonia.
And Estonia as well. When we played our CD release party, we U-streamed our show, and there was people talking back and forth from Germany, Estonia, Thailand, Shanghai, China. Guam. It was fantastic to see so many people unite on the internet just to watch our show live at all different time zones. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you're big in Thailand and Estonia.
Literally.
We are Thailand's tallest band.
I think you should plan a tour to Thailand. That'd be great, huh?
It's only about $1,800 a ticket as of now.
Uh-huh. That's not that bad.
No, that's not bad.
Uh-huh. Let's fire somebody real quick, and then we can save ourselves $2,000.
Well, I have to say I'm very impressed because you're very industrious. I mean, you're out there recording albums, and as you know, it takes an investment to record an album.
Absolutely.
That's my excitingest part about the recording. It paid for itself, and we get to do it again.
Awesome. Yeah, it actually paid for itself.
The album has paid off.
Surprised us.
All our t-shirts
pretty quick.
Are paid
we thought
off.
It would be years before. We got that back in the black, but it took less than a year to get it paid off. So
yeah, we got paid back, and the band Buddha is getting refilled as we speak, and so that's what's going into our next recording.
Wow, this is great. I love it. So, of course, you have your albums available at your shows.
Absolutely.
People come up and buy them, and then online too?
iTunes.
Tonight, here.
CD Baby. Yeah, I just drive by the studio.
The back of Matt's trunk at Kolb and Broadway.
Yes, iTunes, Amazon UK as well. So if you want to save a couple cents with the exchange rate, you might want to go ahead and do that. E-Music, CD uh-huh. Baby, anywhere out there has us.
That's great. Oh, and I was going to ask about the name, just Blazing Edisons. There's no the in front of it. Blazing Edisons. And tell me where the name came from.
Well, we were sort of stuck for a band name. We couldn't really agree. So, and there's too many cooks in the kitchen to actually make some sort of consensus decision. So we just wrote down like 200 names on a big piece of paper. And then one by one, we took our turns crossing off one that we absolutely couldn't stand. And then, the list got whittled down one by one And so the last one that nobody had crossed off was Blazing Edison. So that's what we were. It was Destiny.
That is a great method of naming the band. Yeah.
Which is also how the $1 Dynasty album title happened, the exact same process.
So you wrote down a bunch of album titles on a page and then just kept, one by one, kept crossing them off.
Absolutely.
Until you were left with $1 Dynasty.
Yeah. For some reason, Rock Pig didn't make it.
Yeah. Didn't you guys buy a Dynasty for $1 too?
There happened to have been a 1992 Dodge Dynasty in our driveway I bought from a friend of ours. Transmission was smoked in it, rebuilt it, AC blew cold, and I bought it for $1 because his parents sold it to him for $1, and I rebuilt it. Oh man, it was the best car ever, and I had to pass it on, but not for $1. Yeah. I had too much into it, but it was the $1 Dynasty, and hail damage from South Dakota. It looked like it sat at the back of a golf range for about 4 weeks.
Uh-huh. And then other titles that didn't make the album, we just turned into songs.
Yeah.
Like which one? Big Chorizo?
I believe Big Chorizo was one of them.
Yeah. One Too Many.
Yeah, One Too Many. That's yeah.
Just Because You Can.
That shows what kind of confidence we're going. We're going to name our first album One Too Many.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me about the band that was before Blazing Edison's. That was, you said, more punk? More?
Yes, ALB, and I'll refrain from the profanity. So it'll be Alice and the Lazy Fatherless Children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was myself, Kathy, and Paul on the same instruments here. We had another gentleman with us, Ian Hussey. Thank you, Ian. I really hope you're listening right now. Mr. Torso, he was. He formed us. He molded us. We were like a little piece of clay.
Yeah, we were his band. We were just backing him up, and then he moved away. So we were stuck with just us, and we couldn't use those songs, and we were too old and didn't feel like we were pulling off the punk too much anymore. So,
well, the whole reason we started the punk band originally was because DBX was coming to town.
Yeah.
The Gwar's side project. And
we just wanted to open for them.
We just wanted to open for them. So we figured out who played what instruments, and then I learned how to play bass. And we brought DBX to town, and we opened for them at Seven Black Cats.
Yes.
In 2003. And then we just kept going with it for a while, as long as it lasted. And after we moved, yeah, we turned into this.
Well, that's a great story. Yeah, so you started a band to be able to open up for a band.
Yes.
Yeah.
The band that you liked, of course. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yes, and we've tried to play those old songs, and wow, it is so comedic.
It's we just listened to the old recordings, and it's actually pretty hilarious. Oh. We are not very skilled yet at our instruments. Now we're mediocre skilled, so that's good. We're
semi-amateur pro. Yeah.
You're very skilled, and you have a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of energy, you know. It's great. It's a lot of fun. Well, we have lots more time left. We're going to maybe go for another 3 songs, and we'll chat some more and then listen to some more songs. Sound good?
Perfect.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're on 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, locals only. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with Blazing Edison's. It's always raining when I drive away.
it never could belong to us. And I know that I could never be that guy. Even though I wish I
are Blazing Edisons, coming to you from KXCI, just off downtown Tucson. It is 110110. I hope it's a happy binary day for you, because it is for me. Tomorrow you go and vote. Do the right thing out there, people. You know you can. Speaking of doing the right thing, Paul, how you doing? Do something right for me.
Let's do one too many.
91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A. I'm here with Blazing Edisons. I am Dr. Dan. And I'm loving the music.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, this place is rocking.
Thanks for having us. This place is amazing to play at.
Don't bother knocking, then.
Don't bother knocking. This place is rocking.
We know no other way.
There's a lot of dancing going on.
That's what happens with the music.
That's the only way I can remember what to do.
Unfortunately, I have a chair.
That's right. So we were talking about your music, and you basically got together. You had a previous band that was more of a punk band, right?
Correct.
And you know, this is a little different sound. What did you call this sound? This isn't exactly punk.
I believe Club Congress dubbed this as harmonica-laden country fried rock and roll. And
country
that we
fried.
I believe that was actually for the Hounds CD release party. Oh, four,
American music works too.
Seven
American music.
Just it draws a lot of influences from a lot of places, and it's just a nice, you know, you recognize everything there, but it's just.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Us.
You got blues, you got rock, you've got. There's something,
some
little bit of country in there. Yeah, yeah. Why is
we're
it
just Tucson rock? That's what it is.
Yeah, Tucson. Okay, what is Tucson rock? What's that sound? Well, it's Blazing Edisons. That's exactly what it is.
You heard it here first,
yeah.
Folks.
Until somebody proves us wrong.
Well, that's always this debate, you know, back way, you know, a long time ago in the 80s, they had, you know, desert rock, that desert rock sound. People have debated whether even that sound exists, and if it is, what bands typify that sound, anything. You know, it's kind of funny. But why is it that a lot of punk bands go country? It's kind of like going from X to the Knitters. Why does that happen? Is this not a good thing to talk about?
No, it's fine. I think what happens is at some point you just kind of...
I couldn't see you. He was blocking me. Yeah. There was sound, but I couldn't see your face.
Well, uh-huh. Punkers are angry, and eventually you outgrow that.
Oh, you
and then
outgrow the anger.
You
no,
kind of outgrow.
I'm still pretty angry, actually.
But not through your music, Paul. You're a sensitive boy.
Do you listen to my lyrics?
Yes. Yeah.
I think at some point you find that you're just kind of, you need more energy than you need skill. I mean, not to say, I don't want to insult any punk players out there, but it's not so much like playing clean, and it's more about just playing fast and just putting that much of yourself into it. And it's, you know, at some point you just kind of have to say, well, I think we can actually maybe throw a fourth chord into one of these songs, really. And so, you know, like... 1-4-5 just isn't getting it done, like for songwriting ability. I mean, it's, there's just not anywhere else you can go after for a certain point. I mean,
and typically with the music that we were playing before, a lot of our friends said, "I have no idea what you're saying," and sometimes that happens as well. So that's why we released $1 Dynasty, and then it was all clear to all of our friends. Wow, there's actually intelligent lyrics in there.
Right. Well, and I think in the songwriting process, too, I mean, Paul writes the majority of our songs, and I think we try and orchestrate them a little bit to our skills and our lineup, you know, like who has a toy plastic accordion in any of their songs? We do.
We do.
Because it was fun, and we figured out how to work it in.
Yeah, I think punk is just a young man's game. I mean, I think that's an awesome place to start, especially, you know, if you're 16 or 17 and 15. And you don't really know how to. I mean, we literally. I had played guitar, but I was terrible. Kathy had never picked up a bass. Matt was a guitar player and switched over to drums essentially. And within a month, we had a band that. I mean, we weren't any good, but we were able to go out on and play shows. And I don't think that anybody really could tell that. I mean, a huge difference from other, like, you know, crappy first time punk bands either. So we were. I mean, and we didn't know what we were doing. So. It's like a great way to get into it and like do it. And, you know, it's fun to play that stuff and it's fun to get that pumped up and, you know, have your fans go crazy and stuff. But at some point you're just like, man, I'm too tired to keep trying to bring it every show like that.
Well, that's another question is, how do you balance the band and your rehearsals and the performances along with your, you know, the other things that you do in life?
Families and jobs.
Things like
other
that.
Responsibilities.
Yeah.
Well, I must say that we are a very dedicated band. We meet at the Ponderosa, which happens to be my house and Kathy's house. And we dubbed it the Ponderosa because our neighbors call the neighborhood the Ponderosa. So that's our house. We are very dedicated every single Thursday. A lot of friends ask me, hey, you want to go out? Nope. Band rehearsal every Thursday. And very dedicated.
Yeah, we'll practice for every Thursday. We'll practice for 15 or 20 minutes in a row and then, you know, call it a night and go drink some beer. So it's a pretty good time.
Very dedicated.
Yes. But yes, we do have our jobs, and sometimes people are late to rehearsal, but everyone always shows. Everyone always shows, and then we have a band calendar. Someone's going on vacation, got to let us know, so there's no gig scheduled. So we try to be somewhat organized for a band. I don't think we're that haphazardly constructed.
Yeah, Matt is so type A. We're, like, so lucky to have him.
Yeah, you contact me and set everything up. That was really good.
I'm the voice, not the face, but I'm the voice of Blazing.
Yeah, thank God. Sadly, nature is the face, so I don't know if that's doing us any favors either.
Like a Sasquatch.
Your beard is pretty.
At the Tucson Beer Festival, people thought there was a picture of us walking up on stage and thought that this gentleman was Jim Morrison because he looked like that. And then another gentleman, another one of our friends said, actually, he looks more like Bin Laden.
Not very nice. Not
I think
nice.
You're kind of a Cat Stevens kind of thing going
on.
There
you go.
Like. It doesn't matter what name I have. It just doesn't matter. People just make it up. Yeah. I'm a Flovis, whatever.
How often do you play out?
This last October was pretty busy. I guess, well, including tonight, that's our third one in a month. And honestly, for us, that's a decent amount because we all do have jobs. I have a business. Paul has a business. Kathy does. And, of course, Robert and Nature, they bust their butt. And they work it too. We all work it.
Well, so. Between jobs and families. We were playing about once a month. We usually take a month off over the summer.
Always
just get a little
summer.
Break. And then now with the recording, so. You know, we want to sort of have time for the holidays.
That was supposed to be the theme of this year, actually. Was we were supposed to be doing an album. Let's do an album. And then we go, okay. And then we had to pay for it. And we were like, how are we going to do that this time? So, yeah, we have to gig to make the money to go in the studio and lay down a track. And then
we earn $50 a night, and then our bar tab is $55. Yeah. Like, who's got a five? And we got to tip the bartender, too. It's counterproductive, but the bare minimum, we're out there having fun, and we're exposing ourselves. Sometimes, literally, most of the time, we don't have shirts on, except for Kathy. Kathy always keeps her shirt on.
Yep. I swear I do, Mom. I swear.
But and you told me that your album has already paid for itself.
The first one had we came into some money, so we were able to sort of pay that up front, and then
thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. And then so we sort of laid out that money at first, and then got paid back. So that money had to get paid back, and then this time there was no. Oh, I have $5,000. What should we do with it, guys? Yeah. So
that's about how much it takes sometimes, you know, between the recording process and then I don't know, how many CDs did you have made? 500, 1,000?
We were super pessimistic about how many we were going to sell. So we bought way too few CDs. We only had like what 300?
A short run of
300. We sold through them pretty quickly. And I mean, there's a spare set here and there, like tucked away in our T-shirt bundles. Which we bought too many of.
Yes, we have plenty.
So if you like T-shirts, but don't like CDs,
come on down to the
we
studio.
We got a deal. Yeah.
Well, how many more songs do you have for tonight?
Well, how many do you want us to do? What time we got?
We have time for, I'd say, three more songs.
Three more songs.
Because we can go up to approaching 10 o'clock, maybe in just a little bit before 10.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you so much for coming in tonight to Studio 2A.
Thank you very much, Dr.
Thanks
Dan.
Thanks,
thank
Dr.
You.
Dan.
Thank you, KXEI, and of course, thank you to all our fans. I mean, the people buying our albums, they're the people that are coming to our gigs.
They're why we're here right now.
I'm sure there are people in Thailand listening right now.
Absolutely, yes.
And Estonia.
Yes. And Estonia.
And Chris in Australia. I mean, Alaska. And to
they're
all the
so
fans in Australia.
So close.
Well, the United States are about to buy Australia, aren't we? We're about to conquer them.
Let's play a song. Let's play Don't Treat Me Right.
Nice.
Yes.
Good call. There, yeah. This one gets people moving.
When I called you, honey, lay from a county street.
cornbread.
This harkens back to punk days.
Actually, yeah, this is one of the ones that we did play with ALB.
Yeah, I wrote this in 1967.
Come on, what was the year?
When he was negative
I was. This song was like 96. Let's
cool.
just play it.
One, two.
Well, I know you really should have.
Hey, hey.
I try to stop myself every day. Don't understand the way you treat me. It's not a game, baby. Don't defeat me. Yeah. Nah, don't defeat me.
Don't defeat me.
I don't defeat me.
Don't defeat me.
I don't defeat me. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't believe it when you say you're leaving.
Hey, hey.
Might as well stop me from breathing. I seen you out with that other guy. I don't know why.
Don't defeat me.
I don't defeat me.
Don't defeat me.
I don't defeat me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Remember when we first met?
Oh,
did everything that you said.
Oh,
and if you ever said,
oh,
all you do is mess with my head.
What do you say to Devil's Highway?
I like it.
All right.
Thank you.
Tucson. This is Locals Only. We have time for one more if you got one more for me.
Sure. Got Dust Devil.
Oh, we have a broken string.
That's what I do, but I have an extra guitar actually. So.
You have an extra guitar? This is Blazing Edisons. I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. And we are in Studio 2A. We're coming up right up to the Hub. The Hub is going to start at 10 o'clock tonight. Great indie rock music. For you with we got Bob Girth ready to go, and we have time for one more quick song with Blazing Edisons live in Studio 2A. Looks like it's gonna be Moonlight.
Running lights down for the wide new streets, and I punch up my torch and sink to my seat. Open up boots to put the bucks in my flow, because summer is calling. I'm pushing the flow. I said, yeah, 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 yeah. And I saw you standing there in the moonlight, glistening off your hair. And I wonder when you and I could come together and touch the sky. And I see you standing there in the moonlight, daylight. Looking too good.